things. We all know the regular magazine headlines, 5 steps to a better you. This is how you improve your life. Now, while they seem to work towards what we want to live out and want to become, they also tell us that we're not good enough or that there's something wrong. This can especially be damaging for teenagers who consume this media, as they are much more impressionable than we realize. Iske de Lange was tired of these negative messages and expectation most teen magazines were creating. So she created her own that focuses on positivity. Yas Magazine is an online publication that aims to help teens feel good about themselves as they are, not what they need to change or to become. Joining us now on the line is Iske to tell us more about Yas Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Iske.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You gave me such a perfect introduction.
I'm very happy I'm chatting to you, and I think the introduction just speaks to what you are already doing, and I think what you're doing is so necessary. So really well done on doing that and going forward with this.
Thank you so much. This magazine is totally just my heart in the form of a publication.
Let's talk about the magazine images and the messages that we do see. And obviously, many people can argue that it is getting better, but it's not getting better at a fast enough pace. When you were growing up, when you were a bit younger, what were some of the best and what were some of the worst parts that you consumed from magazines?
Well, I would definitely say the best part was Saltwater Girl magazine, which I felt was one of the single positive influences in the media industry at that time. And the bad thing was obviously all the rest. I absolutely loved magazines as a teenager, but I felt after reading them, I always felt bad about myself. But comparing how I lived through media compared to teens now, I think the problem is I read one magazine once a week and then I was done. I could switch off. These days, teens interact with social media almost on a constant basis, so they never leave these images. And I don't think for one second it's getting better. I think it's getting worse at a very fast pace.
And then it also touches on the point that young people are extremely impressionable. So what they consume, if it is on social media or on TV or in a magazine, it is going to have an effect on them.
Yes, definitely. And the worst part is there's so much bad media that it's normalized. It feels like that is the norm. That's why I feel it's so important just to have other sources of media that are actually supportive. So there's just something in your mind that tells you that this isn't the only way, because I think that's the biggest threat to impressionable young teen girls.
Talking about teens and young people, how did you decide to create this magazine, and why did you decide to do it? When was that click in your head and then you said, I'm actually going to thoroughly do this? And why did you decide to focus on a teen magazine?
Well, as I mentioned, when I was 16, I loved reading magazines, and that was the click in my mind at that age that I felt bad after finishing one issue, even though I enjoyed it as an entertainment form. And from that moment on, it was in a classroom. I was bored. I was daydreaming through the window. I decided I wanted to change the world, and I felt like creating a positive magazine was so unique that it could actually change the world. And I was infuriated that there wasn't something like that or enough of it.
And making and creating a magazine isn't an easy thing. I can't imagine it happened overnight. Talk us through the process initially when it started, the first publication when that came out, and then how your process of creating the magazine has changed to what it is now.
Well, first off, you know, a 16-year-old can't create a magazine. Well, these days they are very good at creating content, so perhaps if I was a teenager in 2017, I could have done it. But I had to go study graphic design first off, and then I did an honors in journalism just to equip myself to actually do the magazine. And obviously at that point, I was just out of university. I also felt like I couldn't do it. And I worked for a magazine for 3 months, realized that I could independently run a whole section of their online magazine, and then I decided, well, I'm just going to do it. A teen magazine is not something you can extend until you're 60. So I jumped right in. And in terms of the process, the hardest part is staying on trend with everything constantly. I think we all feel a sense of FOMO, and trying to keep up with teenagers is even more difficult.
And how do you keep up? Because like you said, there are so many things happening, so many trends coming in, and you think the trend is starting and then tomorrow the trend is gone and a new one has entered.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I think I actually sort of act like a teenager, being on social media all the time and following trends, which also makes me feel the negative effects. I mean, it's shocking to me as a 26-year-old that I still feel this weight on my shoulder because of social media, and I'm a media literate young woman. So that just propels me to really force this magazine until world domination.
Let's talk about the name. I'm in love with it, just because I love saying yes. Why did you guys decide on this name, and what has the response been like from the consumers of the magazine?
It's the absolute perfect word for anything that you love. Just saying yes, please. I mean, I couldn't think of a better word. And the response has really been great. We handed out our first ever print issue last week. And just the school kids' reaction, their facial reactions on the word yes, was really something wonderful.
Moving this magazine from the digital space into a print thing also is a process, and it takes many and a lot of logistics to sort of get that going. Talk us through the decision to actually print it out, and then where you guys are distributing it.
So our first print issue, we're distributing in the Boland area to every grade 12 and every grade 11. And the reason being, I feel like print doesn't work in its current format. We can see in the media industry, it's not doing well, and I feel it's very ignorant just to continue on the same path. So this is a very weird publication. It's a different format. It's elongated, almost like web, and it's practical. So it's evergreen content, and it's a future issue. So all our print issues in the future will have themes that you can actually use. We've got application dates in there, infographics on what grade 11s and grade 12s can study. So it's not a traditional print magazine in format or in style at all.
And you mentioned they are very helpful and informative topics that are being discussed. What are some of the articles and the content that is being covered in the print issue and then, of course, on the online issue? And does that differ, the print and the online?
Yes, they differ completely. So as I mentioned, the print is evergreen content, where you can have more changing and trend-style articles online. In terms of this future issue, I think our most significant thing is the application dates. You'd be surprised how little matrics know when they should actually apply for university, which is shocking in terms of school education and in terms of the universities and the colleges. And then we've got a wonderful infographic with all the options that teens have as jobs, because they kind of just know what their parents do and, you know, the friends they have around. So it's actually shockingly limited how uninformed they are of their options of the school. And that's the sole aim of this print issue, is just to have a practical way to guide them through this process.
Now, this sounds like a lot of work, as I mentioned. How big is your team?
It's actually not that big, but it's a lot of work. So the interesting thing about Yas Magazine is we have zero paid employees. I'm not getting paid, and none of my team members are getting paid. We're all doing this as a passion project because we believe in the mission. We've got a couple of young professional writers who believe in the mission, and then we've got a few teenage writers who just love the magazine.
And then how do you manage or balance that with your normal day? And then obviously, as you said, this is a passion project. People aren't getting paid. I'm assuming they have other jobs that they need to also focus on and can use their time in.
Yeah, so the difficult part is managing people who aren't employed at the magazine. But in terms of myself, my day job is a content writer and a graphic designer. So whatever I do for clients, I just get more practice in to actually apply it in my magazine. So it's difficult balancing your time, but it's a very valuable job to have to actually just enhance the magazine.
Yeah. And what was the experience like for you the first time you saw the digital magazine come together and it was done and dusted? And then obviously last week when you saw these kids and you handed out these printed issues?
I'm just running around the house like a little girl. That is my reaction every time I reach even a slight success. Mm. Like, we've been getting some fan mail following the print magazine. And after every mail, I just gallop through the house like a little girl.
And then if someone wants to get a copy of the magazine, if it's online or printed, where do they go about doing that? Where can we follow you on social media?
So they can just go to yas.co.za, and you spell that Y for yes, and then three A's and an S, .co.za. And you can find us on Instagram at yasmag, or on Facebook, Yas Magazine.
And then, yeah?
Sorry, I just wanted to say, if you want a free print issue, because our first print issue is completely free, mm-hmm. We have limited copies, obviously, but you can just go to yas.co.za and you can drop us an email requesting an issue and we'll send it to you.
Absolutely fantastic. What are the plans going forward? What do you want to achieve? And I mean, you achieved a lot already, but what is that big goal going forward for this magazine?
Definitely world domination. Definitely. But practically speaking, I would just love to be a very scary competitor to bad media out there and to give kids across the world eventually just a better option. I know not everyone will choose it, but I feel like it's so unfair that we don't even have that option.
Mm. And I think it's also a case of getting schools and parents involved to put magazines like this in front of young people's eyes rather than the things they currently do consume, because it really is a case of it instills a sense of you're not good enough, you can be better, and that is the overarching theme in many of these teen magazines. And I think it's not just the responsibility of people like you, but also parents and schools and youth organizations to sort of build this and to get this to more kids.
Yes, definitely. I was actually very surprised at how supportive the schools were at distributing the magazine, the print magazine. But I also feel there's a large section of people who are completely oblivious to how intense the effects of social media are on teenagers. Mm. I think if you think it's bad, multiply that with 10, and then you've got a realistic idea of how bad this is really influencing young minds.
Mm. Have you received any feedback from parents or teachers on the magazine, if it is the online one or the printed one? What are they saying?
Teachers love it. I can see that they absolutely love the design approach. And I think that was one of the most important elements for me going in. Teens are lazy readers. All of us are lazy readers these days because we've got too much information. So the online magazine and the print magazine is very graphic, very visually engaging, which we've got great feedback on. And, yeah, the copy as well. I think the reaction was, they feel like it's an authentic and a real magazine, and I couldn't hope for a better reaction, because that's all I would like to be.
Well, it's been wonderful chatting to you, Iska, and well done on the phenomenal work you are doing in changing the way young people see themselves, because they consume these images of not being good enough or having to change to be great. But I think you're doing phenomenal work. Your team is doing great, and I'm very happy you are pushing and continuing this passion project, as you call it. Thank you so much for chatting to us this evening,
and thank you so much for engaging in this really amazing or important topic. I really appreciate it.
It's an absolute pleasure. A creator of Yas Youth Magazine.